fuck. Fuck! Fuck! Dude, I was looking... Anyway. This week's episode is brought to you by Not Recording Since the Last Decade. Holy shit! I haven't touched this computer since the last decade! Thanks! Decade.
We're in a new decade.
Okay. Fuck it, let's do this. Hello, welcome to the HodgePodge, yeah. The official podcast of CutYourHodgePodge.com. I'm your host, Steve Hodge. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, cousin, lover, Kevin Hodge.
Hello!
We're about 3 weeks late of getting the best of 2019 lists in because...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because everyone else is
not like
them.
It's a completely new decade.
But
don't be that guy who makes those jokes.
Yeah, exactly. One, it was holidays. So holidays, hard to find time to record because we're moving everywhere. We got all family shit. And then right after that, Kevin became Unky Kevin. So he's been a little busy. He has a heir to his throne of lies.
Basically. But I'm an uncle now. My sister had a child, and it's the cutest baby that's ever existed. If you think you have a cuter baby, it's okay to be wrong.
I'm a cuter baby.
I'm a baby now. Fucking love that.
Anyway, we wanted to do an episode for all 50 of our albums, but we just don't have the time for that, and it's already January, so we're going to hop straight in just the top 10.
Yeah,
but
as that one meme said, ain't nobody got time for that.
Speaking of a decade old.
Yeah. Reaching way back.
Yeah. I saw all the lists of like the top, like, you know, the top memes of the 2010s. I'm just like, oh, so many classic stupid jokes.
Well,
that's
the thing that I think is crazy is that it's the first decade where you actually have like a progression of memery. You know, the memes, like, I don't know when they technically started, but from 2010 through 2019, you got some evolving going on in the memes. It's not just random pictures and cartoons and shit. It is now just surrealist nonsense, which is, it does make me laugh, but also there are some times where I'm just like, I think we're too far out there that it just, there is no sense. You can't make sense anymore. Nothing makes sense. What's going on?
Welcome to the last decade of Earth, so...
Yep, we made it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's just hop straight in. This episode, I'm probably going to put it up Saturday morning, because tonight I'm going to put up the top, or 50 through 41, and then each day until Saturday I'm going to put up the tops. So, or else Friday night is when I'll put it up, just right around then. So if you're hearing this... we recorded this before Iran bombed us. So
I was gonna say, if you're listening to this, you know what day it came out.
So, yeah, exactly. We were recording this pre World War III. So
the memes have prepared me.
Dank memes.
Dank memes. Melt steel bams.
I saw one that made me laugh where it was like Joey from Friends, where it's like him smiling and it's just like, when it, you're new year, new me, and then it has him like his eyes wide open and it's just like, World War III is trending.
uh, I did lol at a lot of World War III memes. A lot of them were stupid, but there were a lot of funny ones too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let's just hop right into these. Let me fucking move my shit so I'm not looking away from the mic to look at my list.
Stepping on up into this place. Personal space. Up in this place.
We've already forgotten how to podcast because
true story, I did forget how to podcast. I think I talk. Nope, that's not it.
I'm drinking 7-Up right now, so I'm going to be burping a lot. I apologize to all who are listening. Anyway, all right. So if you've seen our top 40 so far, or top 50, 50 through 41, then you'll see that we have a lot of great music that came out. Like, literally there was 139 that I kind of whittled it down to, the ones that we talked about this year. Yeah,
and that was, I tried to do the same thing where I looked at the whole list of stuff. And then I was just like, I'm just going to, like, you know, mark each one that, like, really jumps out to me as I'm scrolling through, hoping I'd end up with, like, you know, I don't know, 15-ish if I was just being stingy. And I got, like, literally, like, 30. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I was really trying to just kind of, like, oh, this one really meant something. This one, you know. And then before I knew it, I had too big of a list. And then to try to cut it down further was an absolute pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So, just know that there's so much music, and obviously we've got the posts out there now because we can time travel to the future when you've posted them. And so everyone knows that there's a lot of music that we're not going to mention on this actual pod, but, you know, this was an incredible year for music. We've said that, I mean, the last couple years have really been remarkable, and I know that part of it has to be I'm way more plugged in and following new releases that are on, you know, from independent and, you know, kind of smaller time artists than I was several years back. So yeah. That's part of it. I'm just more aware. But at the same time, I really do believe that there has been some truly awesome, you know, records that you're going to remember forever. You know, telling your kids about kind of music that has been coming out the last couple of years.
Yeah, this top 10 that we finally got it down to are 10 albums that I've been obsessed with this year, and I'm super...
Well, yes.
There's one that I haven't listened to as much as I'd like to, which I will after this, because I put all these 10 into a playlist, and I was shuffling them, and when his songs came on, I was like, damn. But it was
God, one I will... Damn!
We'll get to it eventually.
I'm interested to know what you're talking about.
Yes, we will get to it.
Don't you say your words.
But...
You bastard.
So Kevin sent me, he was able to get top 15 that he could choose from, and I had my list. And so the 15, it goes all the way until the 30 through 21 because we had so many albums that we liked. And the ones after that were all ones that I had to force myself to whittle down to because I had 65 albums. Kevin had 30-something albums saved of albums that he wanted, and I was just like, it's impossible to get down to 50. So yeah. There are some that aren't on the top 50 that I was like... Like, I literally just had to delete it. I'm just like, it's amazing, but I just can't.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I was trying to make my, just the 15 list, and when I got done with it, I was, like, scrolling through, and I looked at, like, several albums where I was just like, well, this is one of my favorite of the year, and then I would look at my list that was there, and I was like, well, fuck, I can't replace one of these because these are my favorite. Like, it was just impossible. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing when it's literally impossible to cut a list down, you know, this tight. It just speaks to how great the music has been.
Yeah, in reality, we probably could have done a top 100, but that would have been a pain in the ass for me, so we're not doing that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would have been fine.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So before we get into our top 10, just an FYI to everyone that we're going to be taking a hiatus after this for a little while so we can make our brains. Rejuvenate.
As you can tell, we're dead. But no, we're kind of embracing the season model now. Which I feel like is a really good idea for us just in general because it's hard to find time to record half the time anyway and then, you know, get the brain a rest and you know, by the time we start recording again, there'll be a bunch of new music that's then come out and it'll be awesome to dive into it. But yeah, we'll be taking a break. I don't know how long, but it'll be a little while.
You'll hear us saying, "Hi, welcome to 2030.
yeah, we're going to do a Rick and Morty break. It's going to be at least a year and a half.
Ooh-wee! Anyway. All right, let's do this shit. All right, so I guess really, do you want me to read the top 40 so far and then go into the top 10, or do you just want to hop right into it? For those who
That's
aren't...
so
I guess
many
those,
words.
Those who aren't following us on Instagram, I'll just do it quickly.
Go forth.
Yeah, I'm just not going to be putting the songs. I'll put the for since it's the last one, I will put the top 10 songs in, but I'm this first 40, no. All right, so we were able to get it down. If you follow us on Instagram, thank you. You've already seen this. You could skip ahead, you know, hit that plus 30 button once or twice. And if you don't follow us on Instagram,
don't
why?
Skip, no.
Yeah. So so I'll quickly just kind of go through them, listing off these albums that we love. At 50, the Slow Later self-titled album. They're a really small band, but they're really good. It was hard to find a picture for them. But so then after that, Justin Townes Earl, The Santa Lost Causes, Joy Williams, Front Porch, John Party, Heartache Medication, Malin Pedersen, A Lonesome, or is it Patter? I might have misspelled that on accident. I was typing quick earlier. Dylan Carmichael, I Do For You. Joshua Ray Walker's Wish You Were Here. Wildwood Kin, self-titled. Logan Ledger's I Don't Dream Anymore. Gabriel Kelly's self-titled. Anna Rose, The Light Between. David Quinn's Wandering Fool. Abigail Dowd, Not What I Seem. Lily Mae's Other Girls. Josh Ritter's Fever Breaks. Kendall Marvel's Solid Gold Sounds, Kelsey Walden's White Noise, White Lines, Tyler and the Trade Robbers' Best of the Worst Kind, Dory Freeman's Every Single Star, Dallas Morse Trying to Be a Blessing, Ned Ledoux's Next in Line, Flatland Cavalry's Homeland Insecurity, D. White's Southern Gentleman, Aaron Enderlin's Faulkner County. This is where we get into our top 15s that was hard to cut out of. Yeah. It says Gergen Jenkins, goddamn it. stupid phone autocorrect. Gethin Jenkins, Western Gold, Molly Tuttle's When You're Ready, Taylor Alexander's Good Old Fashioned Pain. Really quickly, I remember after we posted it, I was like, find the one that's the country music, not the shitty voice one. And he comments on the picture and goes, I am the voice guy. I was like, oh, well, you have two different fucking Spotify's. So I wanted to go the other one, the one that's not your voice songs. But, anyway, John Stork's Radio that's Cowboy. Fun. Cody Jinx's The Wanting. That's right, it's not in our top 10. Bruce Springsteen's Western Stars. At 20, we have Lucas Nelson and the Clever, or not the Clever Few. God damn it.
Lucas Nelson and Promises the Real.
I don't know why I thought Clever Few. I'm an idiot. Turn
Lucas
off the news.
Nelson and Colton Moore making a super band, which would be incredible.
That would be great. Turn Off the News and Build a Garden. Michaela Ann's Desert Dove. Tyler Childers' Country Squire. Steelwood's Old News. Cliff Cody's A Mess Like Me. Shane Smith and the Saints' Hail Mary. Cole Wetzel's Harold Saul High. Ian Knowes' Between the Country. Justin Clyde Williams' Preamble. And Emily Scott Robinson's Traveling Mercies. Barely misses the top 10,
yeah,
but it's
God
amazing.
Damn. There's so many. I mean, like we were literally just saying, but there's so many on that list where it's like, oh, I could fucking talk about that all day. I love that album. And it's like, man, it was just such a solid year. Just a solid year.
Yeah, we would have definitely had fun doing all five episodes of the top 50 through, you know, 41 and then doing this one. But yeah, we just literally didn't have the time, so we couldn't.
Yeah. My sister wouldn't have been so rude in having her baby.
Yeah, getting all fat and then pooping out a kid.
The miracle of childbirth.
Exactly. Anyway, let's hop right into our top 10 after I've said that about six times and we're 15 minutes in.
We're hopping right in. We're hopping on up. Here we go, hopping.
Moving on up to the side. Anyway, all right, fine. Fuck this. Let's do this. At number 10... first up, we got the Steel Blossom self-titled album.
The first time I stuck that needle in my vein, a rush I hoped would never end, and not a thing could bring me down until I reached for it again. Started doing things I swore. kind of girl that it turned me into. Marks are now too hard to hide, and I know everybody stares. It's the groom and I'm its bride. Such a hopeless love affair. Don't know how I'll get back
obsessed with this fucking album. I don't know how much you've gotten to listen to of it, but it is so good. They're a very... It would be like if Jamie Lynn Wilson and Courtney Patton put out like a duet album. Like, that's what I think of this album as. There are so many just like super country, you know, kind of fun songs, but then they're like those really dark country songs like Heroin, where it's a sad song about like, I would have been a heroine if it weren't for heroin. And like,
sounds uplifting.
Yeah. And then there's
the song. Oh, I do remember, because I know that I've listened to this. It's just one of those that, like, seeing the name, I'm like, shit, what, why do I not remember this more? But that's ringing a bell.
But yeah, then there's the song Revenge, where it's literally just a song about murdering your ex. And just love like, it. Yeah, it's just a phenomenal. And they're actually opening for Alan Jackson right now on tour. Like, that's, they're getting pretty popular, which is awesome. So
that's great.
I'm happy for them. I would love to see them. If I'll actually have to see, maybe Alan Jackson will roll through soon and we could go see Steel Blossoms and Alan Jackson. That'd be awesome. But yeah, they are amazing. I love this album so much. It was actually number 5 on my list and it barely made the top 10. That's how many albums we've looking at. Like,
yeah, I mean, as soon as I was looking at the list, I was like, huh, really? And then, but I mean, I get it. It's just great. And that, I mean, that just goes to show too, how interesting it can be. You know, a whole year can go by and then we don't, you know, we don't agree, not in a bad way, but we don't agree on the list. Like we had different things that, you know, stuck with us and that we got the most obsessed with throughout the year. And so it just means there's a lot of great music. It wasn't like, well, there was this one album that was good. Everything else kind of sucked.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, at number 9, we got the Coltrane's Lucky Stars.
We touched down in the dead of night, wrong way with a tall boy light. I guess there's a first time for everything. good to be somewhere I've never been. Kind of trouble you want to get in on St. Mary's. I can hear those church bells ring. $60 for good seats, no left turn on a one-way street. You ain't in New York anymore. Let's go to Slim's downtown, barledge full of empty rounds. Them Oaky boys ain't having fun no more. $10 light. We'll be right back.
This one actually came out the same week, I think, as the Steel Blossoms. I could be wrong, and I think at the on the same week as another one that we have later down the list. So I do. It was either week or month, because I remember talking about all these in one episode, and I was just like, God, what a fucking month. It's going to be hard to top this one.
Yeah, no, I remember that happening, where it was, because it was early on in the year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just early. Like, man, this is, we're going to remember these when we get to the end. I haven't, the only thing about this record is I haven't listened to it in a little while, but I'm really excited to dive back into it, just, you know, as we look at these albums and lists, just, you know, thinking about them again. Like, well, I'm going to have a lot of fun going back through all of these.
Yeah, but the Coltranes themselves, their song Carolina, I love it. Hold on, I got to pull it up.
Sucks like Carolina. Yep, California.
Feels like California. She looks like Carolina, feels like California. That's the song we're talking about, and that's totally not the shitty whatever shit song by whoever shit.
exactly.
No. That one, I love Heroes. Reaping is great. Birds of a Feather. Listen to Your Heart, that awesome cover of the DMT or whatever that song album artist. What's her name? DHT or D something T. Remember that song? Listen to your heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen to your heart. What was that? Okay, hold on.
Fuselage is great. And then obviously Hurricane, which is a cover of... was it Band of Heathens who does that song?
Band of Heathens, yeah.
Yeah, which is a cover of that one, I believe. I could be wrong. But I've heard it before, so I'm pretty sure that's the one it is.
I'm trying to find Listen to Your Heart, and it's pissing me off. DHT, yes. That is what it was.
DHT, yeah. Yes. I said DMT. I listened to
DMT.
Logan,
DMT is the... You ever done DMT?
You ever done DMT? You ever done DMT?
You're seeing different dimensions.
But yeah, they're very like a country / rock band, and yeah, they are just absolutely phenomenal, and I love this band / album.
Damn right.
Next up at number, Larry, do you have anything else to say about that one?
Nope. Good. Enjoy.
At number 8 we have, I still don't know how to say this name.
I think it's Ilsa.
Ilsa?
I think so.
Yeah. Ilsa DeLange's Gravel and Dust.
To the sand, back to the heart of where we began. Break it down to the truth laid bare, till there's no defenses, no walls to hide us. Till the stones that we built them of turn to gravel and dust. This house of love turned to gravel and dust.
This is another one that I kind of think sounds Jamie Lynn Wilson-y, where it's she's a very it's very dark, but it's like
I love the darkness. Like for some reason, it just sounds like you know, like when she's playing the acoustic guitar. For some reason, it sounds like. It sounds dark. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe in a minor key or something.
Yeah, or like she's literally recording this in like a fucking
cave
bunker. Exactly. But not in a bad way. Not like in a sound quality bad way, but just the way that it sounds like one of those things that you would play it in a room and the sound would fill the room, but in a really like low kind of entrancing kind of deal. And she's got a beautiful voice and is a really nice combo.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the album I've been talking about just pretty much constantly since it came out. I love this album so freaking much. And actually, I think this one was my number two or three, I think. And it ends up at eight, which is just how it goes to show what albums we agree on and then what albums that we don't. And that's where it lands. But yeah, this album, just fucking listen to it. It's so,
oh, it's
so
incredible.
Good.
And this is, you know, as I've said already that I'm really looking forward to going back through all these. This is a perfect example of like, oh man, I haven't listened to this one in a little while. It's going to be great to go back.
Next up at number seven is an album that we've literally never talked about ever. So this is the first time we're ever bringing it up is Cody Jinx's After the Fire.
Scared enough, you ain't running fast enough for me. Behind the eight ball ain't always a bad place to be. You can get out of anything with a dollar and a dream. When your back's against the wall, you're fixed, but they can't get you from your six, you know. Maybe holding on to something hurts you more than letting go. It ain't hurt, maybe it ain't working, it ain't worth it, no. Maybe the rain that brings the thunder will help put out the flames. Maybe the light at the end of the tunnel ain't a train.
Cody Jinx fan. He had his Walter Hayes boom on fucking on vinyl. He's been listening to that on repeat.
Exactly.
Go Kevin.
Definitely not this one.
He's been listening. I'm gonna make a shirt and put it on our store. It's just going to be a picture of you smiling, and it says, "I love Hunter and Walter," because you love the Hayes boys.
Bitch. You mean Walker, but yeah, I like that you're calling him Walter instead. That's kind of funny.
That was actually a mistake.
I was going to say, after a couple times, I'm like, I think he's stuck. I think his brain has warped. He's just like, yeah, that fucking Walter Hayes.
Well, it's Walter from now on, so.
Walter. Why would you take such a beautiful name like Walter and sully it so?
Walter Hunt and Gooch.
But,
Gooch,
no.
Nothing will ever be Gooch.
Cody Jinx. So the fact, like, I personally, I think After the Fire is a little stronger than The Wanting, but they're both very good.
The Wanting is...
I didn't include... Like, I just basically, in my head, I was like, I'm only going to pick one of them to include on this list. So, on my list, I only put After the Fire. I didn't feel like putting The Wanting. Doing anything. So, it's kind of both. But honestly, I think that After the Fire is a little stronger.
I also didn't want 20% of our top 10 list to be Cody Jinx, but...
Well, exactly. And that's why I was like, I'm just going to put the one on there and then leave it, and that'll be
because,
it.
Because if I really think, like... I love both albums, obviously, don't get me wrong, but since they both came out a week apart, I take like four songs from each album, and that's how I kind of cue them up when I listen to them. Like, I listen to Ain't a Train, William and Wanda, then I listen to like The Wanting and The Raven and the Dove. Like, I just kind of throw random ones from each album on, so it's kind of, in a way, this number seven is kind of just Cody Jinx from this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He released two albums within a week of each other, so it's basically like they're all one super album. The vinyl is all one super album. But just for the sake of listing, After the Fire's on here. And honestly, though, if you haven't listened to either of the albums, just fucking fix that. Like, and they're great. I'm a super homer for Cody Jinx. I love all of his music. I'm going to see him live again forever. It's really good.
If you only have like 10 minutes to live, just listen to Ain't a Train three times in a row. And then
happy. It is beautiful. Just anytime you got such a like a violent fucking fiddle solo, it's just great.
It's amazing. But we did an entire episode on After the Fire, so you can go back and listen to that if you want. It's great.
Yeah.
Next up at number six is Charles Wesley Godwin's Seneca. Words.
Watching from these meadows where my granddad worked his life. Your pearl white wings and soaring spine rise high above the pine. Just like I saw one day you'll fall on this very same ridge line. And folks are moving on, they're selling firewood. I sell my craft for half its price, the city for passing by. In a covered shack by the side of the road with the cardboard furniture sign. We'll be right back. Like it's all one day will fall on this very same ridge line. With me, you keep on turning, keep rolling through the sky. Just like it's all one day will fall on this very same ridge line.
Yes. So this was my number one of the year, and you know, as we talked about in whatever episode we were talking about, having shit in our throat.
We did say that.
I keep feeling this shit in my throat, and it just keeps creeping up. Well, so I'm probably
eating,
dying.
Stop eating poop.
It's good. I can't stop. It's a condition. but so this is my favorite album, and whatever day we were talking about our Spotify Wrapped stuff, probably the Spotify Wrapped podcast. this is the debut from Charles Wesley Godwin, and
he was a top five artist.
And he was a top five artist for me because I just was so obsessed with it, and it's really incredible. I bought it on vinyl, but it hasn't come yet because he's a small time dude, and so it's just kind of like, you know, just your typical takes a while to get shit shipped. But yeah. I can't wait for it to arrive because this is, you know, it's my favorite album of the year. It's incredible. Great singing, great songwriting, great sound. Honestly, the first song on the album, Windmill, is just like a fucking
butt crack.
It just, exactly. It just slowly keeps adding different layers. Like, it starts with just like him singing and then like some guitar, and then they just start adding like, you know, a little harmonica, and then like it just ends, just keeps adding these layers, and then it's just jamming, and it's so good. I was absolutely obsessed with it all year.
My only problem with Windmill is the fact that the music video was just the entire time was just him spinning his dick around in slow motion, and I was just like, that's just not really that like interesting.
See, you don't get it. You just can't get to the deep levels that us other people can get to.
Yeah, that is true.
It was symbolism.
Symbology.
What's the symbology here?
But this is actually the album I was saying that I haven't listened to as much as I would like to. And when it was coming on today while driving home, I was just like, God damn, I forgot how fucking good this album is.
It is so good. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, I was obsessed with it all year. I just kept coming back to it over and over again.
Yeah. Next up at number five is Dalton Domino's Songs from the Exile.
Sometimes it hits you without warning, like a bomb in the dead of night. Sending two lost souls flying without a reason in sight. We can spend time looking for answers, or we can take it for what it is. But sometimes love comes natural and life says you're ready for it. You ask me why, all I know. When the night grows cold, we rewind, so kiss me and cigarette smoke. I'm with you, I know who I'm meant to be. You can't feel touch, just ringing sweet. We're sparking kerosene. I'll keep you warm if you keep close to me.
spark needing kerosene. I'll keep you warm if you keep close to me. Kiss me in cigarette smoke. With you I know who I'm meant to be. Your careful touch is free and sweet. We're a spark needing kerosene. I'll keep you warm if you keep close to me.
I know what it is. It's because he's got like downer songs all over the place, and that's really my jam. But the way that he has like simplicity in songs that still are tremendously great, just sonically, even though they sound simple, I love it. I don't know. He's Dalton Domino's great. He's for a guy who's only put out a couple albums, he's got a real great catalog started here.
Oh, no, yeah. We did an episode on him probably about a year ago, maybe. We did our episode on Dalton Domino. Actually, maybe probably a little longer than that. Year and a half, two. I don't know. It's been a while.
Good. But, yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, we did an episode on him, and we talked about how – it was before this album came out, obviously, because it was a while ago. But we just talked about how just amazing of a songwriter Dalton Domino is. And he's actually reached out to us before, and he's a super cool guy. So it's really nice that we've gotten to chat with him before. But
Yeah.
If the podcast comes back, maybe we can make it a Joe Rogan interviewee type one. But who knows? Probably not. anyway, yeah, this album itself, though, it's just amazing. And it's cool that it was like kind of his last bit of alcoholism that kind of wrote it, and now he's a completely sober guy, and it's in a way in kind of explains that as well. It's just a very cool autobiographical album, and it's just amazing.
It's great. Listen to it.
Yes. At number four, we got Jason Hawk Harris's Love in the Dark.
I'm doing okay. Throw a 20 out of me can keep the change, but I gotta get this bullet from the bottle to my brain. If I had a needle, I would put it in my veins. I got a wife, works so damn hard. She makes the money while I spend it in the dark. She cries at home while I cry in the car, and I try not to wake her when I get home from the bar. But she feels so far. Babe, I don't wanna do it again, but I can't stop myself from giving in. Oh, I wish that where I am was where I've been. Oh, I wish that where I am was where I've been. Tongue got me thinking he's alright, so I get real drunk while he checks the time. I'm double vodka.
home. Sweating and it feels like my head's on wrong. Hands are getting shaky, it's my own damn fault. If you wanna leave, well that's my own damn fault. When you go, I'll remember your eyes. And now they sparkle like rain in a sunny sky. When I think your little heart is sad, well I can feel your hands on my shaking chest. Open up my eyes and your cheeks are wet. And you're asking God above for a little rest. Once upon a time I wasn't such a mess. Baby, I don't wanna do it again. Baby, I don't wanna do it again. Baby, I don't wanna do it again.
To a whole lot, at least a couple songs. Like, I listened to the song Giving In, like, fucking a whole lot. It didn't make my top five or whatever, but I'm pretty sure it's in the top 10 songs I listened to this year. Yeah. Absolutely obsessed with it. Stroke.
His EP got re-added to iTunes, which makes me super happy.
Yeah?
The one that came out last year. So, or
I'm going to have to check that out then. Yeah.
Yeah,
because I remember you saying that, and then it wasn't there. And then I had Apple Music, and I was like, damn it!
Yeah.
But for a guy that I had not heard of at all before this year started, I'm now a really big fan of his music, and I think that's really cool whenever that happens.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal album, and everyone should check it out. I was listening to Phantom Limb today, and that one is also great. Next up, at number 3, is the Lowdown Drifters' Last Call for Dreamers.
Well, if I say y'all, will y'all buy my song? Well, if I say hell yeah, will y'all sing along? If I lose some weight and wear tight t-shirts, will y'all stop by my table and buy up my merch? I've tried it my way and it hasn't worked. Unless you ask the bartender or a few drunks from church, they always said I'd go far and that I'd be a star. But last night in Denver, I slept in my y'all clap when I'm done. If I knew someone famous, would it impress anyone? If I wrote a song with some guy you might know, would y'all come back to see me next month at my show? I've tried it my way and it hasn't worked. Unless you ask the bartender
from church. They always said I'd go far and then I'd be a star. But last night in Denver, I slept in my car. Tens of our fans till we got enough money to buy us a van. Yeah, I've tried it my way and it hasn't worked. Unless you ask the bartender or a few drunks from church.
I was actually debating, like, doing, like, you know, back when we thought we had time to record a bunch of episodes, doing our favorite artists that we just discovered this year, because these guys are, like, they've had, they just have an EP and then this album, I believe. I could be wrong. But this, when this album came out, I was floored by it. It was, this is the third one, Steel Blossoms, Coltranes, and Lowdown Drifters. They were all in the same month, and I was just floored by those three albums. But this one, it was one of my top on Spotify this year, because I binged through it many, many times when it came out. And then Kevin has the vinyl, and I've been listening to it a shit ton on iTunes. Just the song Last Night in Denver still makes me laugh every time I fucking hear it. It's such a clever song about, like, just everyone says I'm gonna make it, but last night in Denver I slept my car.
Yeah, like, absolutely. I love this album. There are several songs for sure that I've listened to a whole shitload, because I know that they're all on my 2019 top played things. I will, and it's one of those things where, like, you know, you have a good album when a bunch of different songs come and, like, you know, make it into playlists that you listen to a lot, and then every time one of the songs comes on, you never skip it. That's what this album was for me.
Oh yeah, it's just, I don't, like, I know when we first reviewed it, I said it was kind of like good Brantley Gilbert sounding, but the more I've listened to it, that was kind of my initial reaction, but it's definitely their own sound. They're just a really good country rock band.
Yeah. And they do have a, you know, they do have a very rock presence. So there's people who are purists that'll be like, yeah, it's too much. It's just rock and roll. And the guy's got a gravelly kind of delivery. So I can see how people would be like, oh, it's just whatever. But like, no, it, there's so much more depth there.
It also doesn't help that track six is literally just motorcycle noises for 6 minutes. Like, I was like, I don't know, this is just too Brantley Gilbert for me.
Yeah, but after 5 minutes of motorcycle noises, I really started to get the thesis of the motorcycle noises, and it turns out it's motorcycles.
Yeah, but no, Lowdown Drifters, also good, not good friends of us, but they've reached out as well. They're awesome guys. And
yeah, they're so great. Check them out.
And actually,
follow them on the things.
I don't think it's happened yet, but this month they're actually playing shows with Dalton Domino in Washington, and I was trying to find flights to Washington to go see that concert, because it would be fucking amazing.
Dude, that would have been great.
Yeah, but I obviously am quite busy, and it's hard to decide to fly to a...
Yeah, if they just keep touring forever, we'll be able to do it eventually when we're people who have money and ability to travel.
Exactly. Speaking of travel, I was actually debating going to Medicine Stone again next year. I missed it.
Medicine Stone. Medicine Stone.
But we'll see. But we'll see.
I mean, I definitely thought about it because Medicine Stone is incredible. It's just going to come down to what's going on that time of the year. But fucking
and lineup.
Love it. Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, granted, lineup will always be amazing because it's...
It'll always be at least really good.
Headliners.
Yeah, always at least really good.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to number two, we got Mike and the Moon Pies. Sorry. My bad.
Would
Mike
you
Moon Pie
say
and the
right.
Moon Pies.
Mike Moon Pie and the Pie Moon, Moon Pie, Pie Moon Moon, Moon Moon Pie, Pie Moon.
Mike Moon and the Pie Pies featuring Walter Hayes's Cheap Silver and Solid Country Gold.
Watching me all night, but I ain't worried about the shape that you're in. I know I'll probably never see you again, and I ain't ever gonna tell my friends about you. But you look good in neon. You gave me your last cigarette, and when it's closing time and the lights come on, we should share a shot of Fernet. And if you wanna slow dance, well, this is your last chance to prove me right and do me wrong. You're a good neon.
This is so good. Like, And especially the fact that last year they had Steak Night come out, which I thoroughly enjoyed and still listen to constantly. To then have, I mean, it's an EP, so it's not like they had a whole new album come out. But still, it's an incredible EP. Start to finish is great. It's got songs that I just am obsessed with and play constantly. You Look Good in Neon has been played by me I don't know how many times. It's great. The album's great. They're great.
Greatness. I don't think you've ever actually listened to them, because if you did, you would know that they are a accordion rap artist group. Artist group.
Yeah, no, I was just joking before.
But no, You Look Good in Neon is one that has gone on my playlists many a times and into my queue many a times, along with obviously many others from this album. But yeah, it's impossible to follow up on Steak Night and the Prayer Rose, but it's still an amazing album, and I don't mean to diminish it at all because it is so amazing. It's just Steak Night is perfection, and I love that album so
much. Steak Night's going to be one of my favorites for a long time, and especially the song Steak Night at the Prairie Rose.
I absolutely
love that song.
Beaches of My Bitchy is also great.
Yep.
But yeah. No, yeah. This album is phenomenal, and if you haven't listened to it, you're doing life wrong.
Yep.
But finally, at number one is someone we've obsessively talked about many times this year, is Charlie Murray's self-titled EP.
Just because you wear a Stetson and you say you were made in Texas doesn't mean you're country and western. But baby, if you can walk the line, I'll let you take me home tonight, wearing nothing but your bolo tie. It's hard to find a diamond in a world full of rhinestones. I've got my eye on a heart made of gold. Don't waste my time, you're gonna shine like a rhinestone. Dive bar ain't a stage, I'm not your claim to fame. There's no need to act like John Wayne. But baby, if you can work the land with a Telecaster in your hand, you could be my brown-eyed handsome man. It's hard to find a diamond in a world full of rhinestones. I've got my eye on a heart made of gold. Don't wait my time, you gonna shine like a rhinestone. Just because you wear a Stetson and you say you were made in Texas doesn't mean you're country and western.
So I I feel kind of bad making an EP number one, but these four songs are so amazing that it's hard for me not to. I've listened to all four songs many fucking times.
Yep.
I am obsessed with Playboy and Rhinestones. Those are two phenomenal songs. Her voice is amazing, as we've said creepily many times. I also want to marry her. She's amazing. But
she's just better than me in every way. That's just a fact. That's where it is. It's out there.
And the coolest thing is that she is she's wrote, like, all right, so actually, I guess I forgot to say, Lowdown Drifters, I mean, I said their show was in Washington, but they're a Washington band. Charlie Marie's a Rhode Island artist. Like, they're not Texas or Georgia, Louisiana artists. They're from the North, and it's just so cool to think.
The North will rise again.
People are always like, oh, you're from Tennessee or Texas if you sing country. I'm like, no, there's a lot of great artists all around this fucking country, and it's... Yeah, I mean, fucking Whitey, he's from Flint, Michigan. So, like, it's just everywhere. But Charlie Marie, she also released two country songs, which are also, or not country, Christmas songs, which are also phenomenal.
Which will not be mentioned here.
Which will not be mentioned here. But this EP, it's fantastic. That's all there is really to say about it.
I think about it the way that I thought about... Ward Davis is Asunder.
You know,
it's short, but every song is great. So it's just like, I don't even care that it's this short, because you could take a full length album and not have this many songs that I really care about this much. So,
dude,
yeah.
I still put on the entire Asunder album. Yep. Oh, sorry, I meant Charlie Marie's is five. It's not four songs. I'm an idiot. I put on Asunder start to finish multiple times every month. Like, I am obsessed with that EP still.
It's life-changing.
It's so good. Anyway, let's move on. So, yes, Charlie Marie is our favorite of 2019, but it was a very, very hard way to get there. Just another great year of great fucking music. So it's one of those things when people, like, anytime someone posts, like, oh, guess what Luke Bryan said, and everyone's like, country music's dead. I'm like, no, it's really not. It is very much alive.
Oh,
country radio is dead.
Yeah, it's one of those things that makes me think about all, I mean, granted, I still see things that piss me off, and then I get all pissed off, and then I keep thinking about how much they piss me off. But it's moments like this, looking back at that many hours of incredible music that's come out this year, that really makes me feel great about the way that music's going. I mean, obviously, most of the people we talk about are smaller names or independent or anything like that, so it's not guaranteed that they're going to be able to be making music forever. But the fact that, you know, people are able to make music and reach all these different corners of the country and the world and shit is really cool. And I'm really, really thankful that I get to listen to this stuff.
Well, and then I'm even looking at these albums that we have, and hold on. So Charlie Marie, this is her debut EP. Lowdown Drifters, their debut LP. Jason Hawk Harris, I'm pretty sure his debut LP. Let me double check. I believe it's his first album, though. Yes, it is.
Extended Peen and Long Peen.
Yes. Dalton Dominoise had one. Wesley Godwin's first album. I don't know if that's her first or not. I've never heard of her before this year, so maybe. But, no, she has a bunch of albums. Wow, she has a lot of albums. Holy shit. I guess I'll have to go back and listen to those. Coltrane's, I'm not entirely sure if it's their first one either. Let me see. Nope, I'm on Netflix right now. What's going on?
Never Netflix!
I just swapped to another app, and it was fucking The Witcher was there. I was like, what's happening?
Toss a coin to your Witcher!
Exactly. Steel Blossoms, their debut album, is in our top 10. And then, what was I looking up? Oh, yeah, Coltrane's. Not Coltrane. God damn it. No, it's their second album. But still, it's a lot of artists who are up and coming. Like, it's not fucking... I mean, granted, these albums were good, but Brooks and Dunn, it's not Reba, it's not George Strait, who have had albums forever. It's all these very new artists that are picking up the reins of country music and doing very
Not that Reba or George Strait's albums were good, because they were.
Oh, yeah. Honky Tonk Time Machine, I love that one.
Absolutely.
I thought the title song was awesome.
No, I think, absolutely. It's just, with people who are absolute, like, literal living legends, it's hard for me to care more about their new stuff when I'm like, I already heard you blow my fucking mind, so unless you're going to do that again, I'm going to go listen to the Mind Blowers.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so yeah, that's our top 10, our top 50 total, if you care. But moving on.
55.
Moving on to another year, we're going to go back to 1985 for the number one country song this week, but not for this year because this year's terrible radio, because obviously we just proved that it's not terrible when it comes to music total. But
ignore semantics. Yeah.
But we're going back to 1985.
And this year, we don't even know if this year's terrible because it's so new.
Exactly. Chris sent me this video of... it was like Game Informer's like Game of the Year Watch or whatever, or not Game Informer. It was like guys who used to work at Game Informer, but it was a Game of the Year Watch, and it was just like these three really shitty games. Like, these are the games that have come out this year. It's like... it was really. I haven't watched it yet, but it made me laugh. Anyway, from 1985, the number one song of January 5th was George Strait's "Does Fort Minor Ever Cross Your Mind?"
I think about Fort Minor often.
That's all I think about. It's the only music. Like, we almost called this podcast the Fort Minor podcast.
Yeah, no, it was between. All right, which can we get more content out of? Exclusively talking about Fort Minor songs, or talking about the entire genre of country music? And it was close.
Exactly. It was really, really close. But yeah, George Strait, as we literally just mentioned, he's a living legend. So he had a number
one.
This
is one of the legendary songs.
Exactly. At least three people have heard this song before, and it is
the classic sad dude lamenting woman, hoping that she thinks about him, even though she probably doesn't, and sad. But it's great because George Strait's great.
You're great.
Strait great.
Bitch.
Rhyming. Rhyming George, is also great.
Storage great. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Anyway, what else have you been listening to, watching, doing, thinking, pooping?
So I actually just recently got the Lucas Nelson and Steel Woods vinyls, so I've been listening to those a whole lot.
Ooh, Steel Woods. I completely forgot their album came out this year because I had I was listening to my top like 2019 songs, and one of their songs came out. And I was like, was I just really liking this song? Or did they come out this year?
It was early in the year, so it's one of those where, you know, so many good albums came out early in the year that it was kind of like, you know, you could forget about one of them and just miss it, and then be like, oh shit, I forgot that this happened.
Exactly.
But I really liked. I mean, obviously, I have them on vinyl, so I like them a whole lot, which is just goes to show how hard it was to fucking make our list, because I've been absolutely obsessed with this Lucas Nelson album, and I still couldn't make it go above other things. It was just incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Same with you. I've been watching The Witcher, and it's
phenomenal. Witcher.
Toss a coin to your Witcher. But yeah, so you can find us at countryhodgepodge.com, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Country Hodgepodge. On Spotify, we got a bunch of playlists. Just search my name or Kevin's name, Donkey Factory, to find them all.
That's my legal name.
Buy one of our dumb shirts on a link through the site, or if you go to TeePublic, search Country Hodgepodge or Clifftron or whatever. Search any artist, maybe we got a shirt for it. Kevin's on Twitter at CHP_Trarch, where he's given up on life because the Bears are out of the playoffs.
They suck at football.
Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. We're also on Spotify, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. That's it for this week and for this season of Country Hodgepodge. We will be back, we promise, to talk about Britney Spears. Yep.
We will be talking about things, and honestly, love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. The fact that anyone was even interested in making sure that we recorded this year-end wrap-up podcast is crazy. I appreciate all you guys. Love you guys.
Yeah, the fact that whenever we go away for even like a week or two because we're busy and someone goes, when's your next episode? We're like, I didn't think anyone cared.
Ooh, you wanted to listen? Why?
I don't know why you're wanting to listen to this, but okay.
Was it court ordered? Did someone make you do this?
I sentence you to 30 hours of Country Hodgepodge.
30 hours hard retardation.
Exactly. Anyway, that's it for this week. Next year, we're actually probably going to focus mostly on Sam Hunt and other great pop country. Like
the same year.
Walter Hayes and Gooch. Yeah, exactly.
No!
We're recording this in 2017. We know the future.
Future.
Imagination.
Future. Future.
I wonder when the last time we went an episode without doing a SpongeBob reference was.
I know. We should honestly build in some sort of drop instead of the truck yeah for SpongeBob things.
There is nothing better than truck yeah, so get out of
truck
here. Anyway, until next week. Or not next week. Until next season.
Truck yeah, wanna get it jacked up. Yeah, let's crank it on up.
I am
Until
Steve
next
Hodge,
time.
As always, joined by
See
Kevin Hodge.
Time.
God damn it. Fuck it. I'm done.
Peace.
When
love you guys.
A humble bard graced a ride along with Geralt of Rivia, along came this song. From when the White Wolf fought a silver-tongued devil, his army of elves at his hooves did they revel. They came after me with masterful deceit, broke down my lute and they kicked in my teeth. While the devil's horns minced our tender meat, and so cried the witcher, he can't be bleed. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty, O Valley of Plenty, oh. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty. At the edge of the world, fight the mighty horn that bashes and breaks you and brings you to mourn. He thrust every elf far back on the shelf, high up on the mountain from whence he came. Ah! He wiped out your past, got kicked in his chest. He's a friend of humanity, so give him the rest. That's my epic tale, our champion Brevin defeated the villain, now pour him some ale.